Lexington's news, weather, and traffic leader. Depend on it.
WPLK, Lexington.
A Cumulus Station. It's 7 o'clock.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Some are calling it the most important speech of his career. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke will talk today at the annual Fed meeting in Wyoming. Just as we find out, the economy is growing at a much slower pace than previously thought. Here's ABC national correspondent Jim Hickey.
Here is what Bernanke is facing when he gets up to speak in Jackson Hole. Stubbornly high unemployment, a barely breathing housing market, gloomy economists.
This is going to be a very painful recovery.
Pessimism on Wall Street, banks that are still failing, and critics on Capitol Hill who want the heads of the president's economic team on the chopping block.
I've had enough.
Against that background, Bernanke will need to choose his words carefully. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Hurricane Danielle is now a Category 4 storm with top winds of 135 miles an hour. It's still far out in the Atlantic, but it could affect the weather along the East Coast this weekend.
The biggest impact from Danielle is going to be large waves and dangerous surf conditions that are going to develop along the east coast of the United States beginning on Saturday, mainly from the Carolinas northward. And this large swell will create dangerous rip currents along the beaches through the weekend.
National Hurricane Center meteorologist Michael Brennan in Miami. This weekend is the fifth anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. Video has now been released showing the 33 miners trapped underground for nearly 3 weeks in Chile. ABC's Jeffrey Kaufman outside the mine describes what it looks like.
One of the miners walks around and jokingly asks the others how they're doing and gives us a tour of what the conditions they're living in. It's dark. It's clearly hot. He shows us a thermometer that shows it's more than 90 degrees in the mine. But the men seem to have adapted. They've made a table. Some dominoes and playing cards had been sent down. You can see them playing a game of dominoes.
The Boston man released from a North Korean prison with the help of former President Jimmy Carter arrives home today. He had been sentenced to 8 years of hard labor for trespassing. You're listening to ABC News.
590 WVLK News continues at 7:02. Good morning. I'm Scott Johnson. Here's what's happening. To mark the fourth anniversary of the crash of Comair Flight 5191, groundbreaking planned today for a memorial to honor those 49 victims. 47 passengers, two crew members died in the crash at Lexington's Bluegrass Airport on the morning of August 27, 2006. First Officer James Paul Hanke, the only survivor. The Comair 5191 memorial will be a sculpture of 49 silver birds in flight, groundbreaking this morning at 10 at the Arboretum on Alumni Drive. And an update, a golden alert out of Powell County canceled. Emergency management officials say Huey Reed, the man they had been looking for, has been found and is all right. 590 WVLK News Time, 7:03.
I'm LA's 18 Storm Tracker Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack. This could be one of the best days in Jack Patty's 35 years of radio. We'll talk about that with the three-day forecast coming up on News Talk 590 WVLK.
Things are running fairly smoothly right now. We'll look at traffic is just ahead. Depend on it.
I'm Brent Carney. Coming up in sports, the 2010 Cats basketball schedule is out. Details coming up on Sports Central 590 WVLK.
590 WVLK news continues at 7:03.
A man is taken to the hospital after an overnight shooting in Lexington. The victim says he was on Ohio Street around 12:30 when he was approached by three people. He took off running but was shot in the back of the head. He ran over to 4th Street, where someone he knew called for help. We're told police have taken three people in for interviews, but no arrests have been made. We're also told the victim is expected to be okay. I'm LAX 18's Nicole Pence for News Talk 590, WVLK.
Two people hurt in a car accident on Ward Drive about 3 this morning. Pickup hit a car, spinning the car, pushing it into a tree. That truck then went across the street and hit another car, went into a driveway where it hit a third car. Driver and passenger in the pickup taken to UK hospital. Police say alcohol is suspected as a factor.
Dozens of inmates at the North Point Training Center are suing the prison because of how they claim they were treated after last year's riot. I'm Nancy Cox. The lawsuit names the warden and several officers. According to court documents, several inmates allege they were forced to urinate and defecate on themselves for as long as 2 days after the August 24th riot. Others say their hands were zip-tied so tightly they cut through skin. 1,200 inmates and 34 staffers were trapped inside the facility for more than 6 hours during the riot. Fire destroyed six buildings and forced 700 inmates off the property to other state prisons. I'm LEX18's Nancy Cox for News Talk 590 WVLK.
Days after a Lewis County soldier died fighting in Afghanistan, his body has returned to Kentucky. Escorted by police, 23-year-old Christopher Wright made his way home one last time yesterday. Hundreds lined the road, waving flags, holding signs, saluting. The 2005 Lewis County graduate died on the operating table after being hit in the chest by shrapnel. Now, this is sure to bring out the little boy and somebody like Jack Patty. It's called Touch a Truck.
We are going to have big construction equipment, an excavator, a bulldozer, a semi-truck, tractor, fire truck, ambulance, and so much more for kids of all ages to actually touch and explore the vehicle and to honk the horns and really find out about some of these pieces of equipment that they normally don't get to see.
Heather Henry of Child Development Centers of the Bluegrass says that fundraising event will be Sunday from 12:30 to 5:30 at Keeneland's Keene Barn. Admission $15 per carload, $25 for a van. Indicators are pointing toward a higher opening on Wall Street. Dow futures are up 30 points. The NASDAQ ahead 3.75. S&P futures also 3.75 higher. 590 WVLK News Time 7:06. Coming up in 1 minute, weather and traffic together. Depend on it.
There's enough stress in your world. Staying informed shouldn't be a part of it. Accessing information shouldn't be a chore. It shouldn't be logged into, subscribed to, or left on your driveway in the morning dew. Lexington's Morning News with Jack Patty. Weekday mornings from 6 till 10. News Talk 590 WVLK. Depend on it.
It's a little cool out this morning. Boy, doesn't it feel nice. For today, let's look at another sunny sky. The temperatures will be warm this afternoon. Should make the low 80s later today, and we'll keep that humidity nice and low. Sky will be clear tonight. Low temperatures drop back to the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, a little warmer. Mid to upper 80s on Saturday. Then on Sunday, mostly sunny and a high near 90 as it gets just a little bit more humid. I'm LAX 18 Storm Tracker Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack. Your three-day forecast on News Talk 590. WVLK.
Radar is clear. Sky is clear. 57 at your official weather station. News Talk 590 WVLK.
From the Greece Toyota of Lexington Traffic Center, getting our earlier accident over on Winchester and New Circle cleaned up and out of the way. We've had traffic a little stacked up over on High and Pine where they were doing some construction earlier. So you want to be careful in that vicinity as you make your way into town. But Nicholasville and Harrodsburg Roads looking pretty good at the moment. You do have company, and it is a little bit stacked up out there. At times, especially getting through the Elijah Man Award on and toward New Circle Road on either Harrodsburg or Nicholasville at the moment. So just be careful. Traffic is brought to you by S&S Tire now through August 28th at S&S Tire. Buy four select Bridgestone or Firestone tires. Receive up to a $75 Kroger gift card by mail. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Brad Benson with Lexington's most dependable traffic reports. News Talk 590 WVLK.
News at the top and bottom of the hour. Breaking news instantly. Depend on Lexington's news, weather, and traffic leader. News Talk 590 WVLK.
And now the Lexington Morning News with Jack Patty on News Talk 590 WVLK. The name you trust in the morning on the station you depend on for all the information you need.
9 minutes after 7 o'clock, 7:09, as we welcome you back on this Friday morning, the 27th day of August. We are live from the Red Mile Clubhouse near downtown Lexington as we literally watch the sun come up over the downtown Lexington skyline. And from my vantage point, I can see horses working out around the track. This is a beautiful place to be this morning. And we invite you to stop by. 35 years ago, I was fortunate enough to be hired by WVLK Radio. And I've had the good fortune over these years to be able to get up and go to work and do something that I really enjoy doing and be able to make a living doing it. And a gentleman who joins me right now, had it not been for him, not only would I not have a job, I'm not sure exactly what WVLK would be like today or if there indeed would be one as we know it today. Ralph Hacker. Ralph, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I remember listening to you when I was a little kid, just to show you how old you are, on the Sports Eye in the afternoon, brought to you by Budweiser.
Mm-hmm.
So now, when would that have been? When did you come to work for WVLK?
1966.
1966. And when did you become the general manager?
1971, I think, 1971, 72, somewhere in that ballpark.
And then at one point, you put a group of investors together and bought the station, and that was when?
That was about 1990. They, when the Kentucky Central thing fell apart and someone was going to buy it. I felt very, very strongly that, that if there's one radio station in the state of Kentucky that should be owned by local people, it should be WVLK because of all the things that you exemplify each and every day, you and Sue and Cruiser, among everybody else in Lexington. You all are the pulse of the community. And that is what it had been since I had listened to it when I was a little boy growing up in Madison County and listening to RDK and Ted Grizzard and Claude Sullivan and all the people you do the promos about each and every day and listening to those guys. And I said, this has got to stay here. I knew that Mr. Kincaid, when he was alive, he had impressed upon all of us that we should make this a community station and keep it a community station, like Channel 27.
Right.
And that's what I wanted to do, and I think that's very much what we did. And thanks to your efforts and those of Cruiser and of Sue, it has stayed pretty much that. I hope they never screw around with that the way everything else has been screwed around with, and lose any semblance of public service, because then they gave the license out. They said it was to be a public entity. It wasn't supposed to be a corporate entity, and people just make money off of it and worry about that.
Well, I'm very serious when I say if it hadn't been for you and your efforts, I'm not sure exactly what WVLK would have become, but you kept it alive, and you kept it local, and you kept it very much actively involved in the community. That kept me in groceries, and I thank you very much for that.
And you kept John Walsh of Lexington alive. I'm sorry, the Ray Larson.
Ray Larson, yes. Ralph, thank you very much. I appreciate you stopping by this morning. Go have something to eat.
I'll do that. Tom Leach, Dick Gabriel, Rob Bromley, Dave Baker, Wayne Martin, and a number of others here in Lexington are playing in a golf outing over in Richmond today for the Battlefield Richmond Association, and trying to help them raise money to keep that going along over there.
Well, excellent.
Congratulations to you. You are indeed a treasure, and we're so lucky to have you and your efforts each and every morning.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Ralph Hacker, the voice of the University of Kentucky Wildcats, and the head guy for many, many years at WVLK. I'm honored that he came here and visited with us this morning. 712 at News Talk 590 WVLK, and we are live from the Red Mile Clubhouse.
Are you facing foreclosure? Then come down to Megalow and Partners. We're a mortgage rescue company, and we can help you keep your house. Provided you submit to our plans for galactic domination. No, I'm kidding.
If you're facing foreclosure, talk to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
Sue Wiley, weekday mornings 10 till noon on News Talk 590 WVLK. Sue has her finger on the pulse of what's important to you.
I would just like to say that I wish someone would come up with a vaccine that would give people common sense. And all politicians should stand in line and be first.
Sue Wiley, weekday mornings 10 till noon, plus the news, weather, and traffic together at the top and bottom of every hour on News Talk 590 WVLK.
Fourteen after seven. That's time to get the highest price for your scrap gold at the Castle Discounters of Diamonds and Fine Jewelry. And the Bill Mack 3-day forecast brought to you by Landscaper's Corner, with Central Kentucky's largest selection of natural stone, offering premium products at affordable pricing. Call 859-225-9433. And, boy, I tell you, couldn't ask for a better forecast. I'd love to have it in front of me now. Oh, here it is. Sunny, high temperature in the low 80s today. Tonight, clear, low in the mid-50s. Saturday, sunny with a high in the mid to upper 80s. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 90. Checking our radar right now, we have no precipitation. The sun is up, and it's beautiful here at the Red Mile. And right now we have, what did I tell you? It's sunny and 57 at your official weather station, News Talk 590 WVLK. And sports is brought to you by Rainer Door Authority. Need a garage door? Rainer Doors, 30% off for August. Rainer Door Authority, 715 from the Red Mile on News Talk 590 WVLK.
Now, last night's scores and the latest on the Wildcats. Sports at 10 and 40 past the hour on Sports Central 590 WVLK.
It's always a big time when the clock strikes 12 on December 31st, but this year when it hits 12 the first time at noon, True Blue fans will have another reason to celebrate. It'll be time to play Louisville. The Cats' schedule for next year is out, and the big one is on New Year's Eve, UK versus Louisville at the Cardinals' new arena, December 31st. The Cats' first SEC game is at Georgia. Senior Day is March 1st at home against Florida. Well, the decision to name Mike Hartline the starting quarterback wasn't just hard on the guys competing for the job. It was tough on the coaches, too, especially Randy Sanders, the guy who works the closest with those quarterbacks. He believes Hartline is the guy, but choosing him meant letting down two other players he also likes a lot.
It was not an easy decision, especially from a personal standpoint, because, you know, I love all three of those guys. And you guys have probably heard me say it before, and I told them, you know, choosing between them is kind of like choosing between my daughters. You know, you're happy for one of them, but you're sad for the other ones. And, you know, while you're sad for them, you also expect them to respond the right way and handle it like men and be team-oriented, and I think they've done.
The Legends lose again last night at Kannapolis. And remember, don't miss your chance to call in and talk sports tonight with Larry Glover. That's from 6 until 8 right here on Sports Central 590 WVLK.
7:16 is the time. Weatherman says sunny with a high temperature in the low 80s today. Right now it's beautiful. Fair skies 57 at your official weather station. News Talk 590 WVLK. We're celebrating 35 years of this, and a lot of nice folks have stopped by to see us here this morning at the Red Mile. We invite you to stop by at the clubhouse. We've got a buffet breakfast for you if you're interested. The horses are out running this morning. The sun's coming up over the track, and it is absolutely beautiful here. Now, if I were to ask you a trivia question as to naming the first person to do a sports telephone call-in show on WVLK, I'm not sure I'd get the answer right, but it was Dick Gabriel. That's the answer, and Dick's with us. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning, sir.
When was that?
April of 1980.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. In fact, I had gone to Ralph Hacker and Jim Jordan and said, let's try this a few months prior. And he said, I don't know if we're quite ready. And then a few months later, they said, we're ready. And
wow.
Kyle Macy was the very first guest. We were the first to do the Monday through Friday. Of course, they had coaches' shows. But,
right, right.
You know, but that was the first chance for people to vent their spleen.
And you, of course, were my morning sports
yes,
anchor
sir.
For a while.
You
and
were the first DJ ever to put me on the air in commercial radio.
Is that right?
Back when they called you DJs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you threw
exactly.
the switch for the first time.
That's really cool. Well, Dick, it's a pleasure, sir, and I'm so glad that you came by this morning.
Proud of you, brother.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Dick Gabriel. Tom Leach, the voice of the University of Kentucky Wildcat basketball and football, and a great friend, too. Tom, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I used to listen to Dick Gabriel when I was growing up.
So now tell me about, I know you started, was it Paris? The Paris station?
Yes.
And you were about 4 or 5 years old.
Something like that. Yeah. 16, actually.
16.
That started about the same time you did.
Yep. And you came to work for WVLK when?
It was August of 84.
And were there?
Till like January 2000.
Wow, that's great. And, of course, you were.
And almost, well, I guess probably the last 13 years with you after Tim Smile left.
Tom and I, Tom, of course, was our morning sports anchor and was also a sports show host and our sports director. You were our news director at one time.
Yes.
For a while. And
you could get an extra check.
Exactly. But you and I hosted a pregame show before the UK football games, and anybody who knows me very well knows that I know almost nothing about sports. And
we had several funny stories out of that. One of the ones I remember, I'm sure you remember this, it was a Tennessee game. It was November, so it was very cold. And you were talking about how you wish somebody would bring us some coffee. You were so cold. And there was a player whose grandfather stopped by. He called, I can't remember if it was me or you, called somebody over and said, this ain't coffee, but it'll warm you up. It was a little bottle with a clear liquid in it.
Yeah, I'm still not sure what was in that little bottle. Yeah, that's right. That is exactly right. Tom, it's great to see you. I appreciate you, sir. I appreciate your friendship over the years. What are you, besides the University of Kentucky football and basketball, which is plenty,
yes.
You are also doing a lot of other things these days.
Yeah, just staying busy, doing some radio actually in Louisville.
I read that.
Yep.
Start next week?
Starting next week, and website, TomLeachKY.com. Always. I'll steal your second for a shameless plug.
Absolutely.
And, but right now, really just busy with two big football things.
Yeah.
Wildcats and Woodford County. Now, we're messed up place.
Is your son playing?
Yeah, they play tonight. We opened up last week with a loss in overtime. So
how is Connor? How's Connor doing?
He's doing well. He's playing defensive end and senior and doing great.
Great. Tom, thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations,
thank
by
you.
The way.
Thank you very
See
much.
See you in 35 years.
All right. 20 minutes after 7, 720 on News Talk 590 WBLK. And this is a 590 WBLK Traffic Watch. And here's Brad Munson.
Thanks, Jack, from the Greens Toyota of Lexington Traffic Center. Looking pretty good as you work your way in Nicholasville Road. No real significant problems, but a steady stream coming out of Jessamine County through the Amanda War Lights and on up toward New Circle Road at this point. Even on in toward campus, you still have a steady stream, but it's looking pretty good, especially once you get past New Circle. It does open right on up as you head in toward campus over on Harrodsburg Road, especially there on Beaumont Circle. Traffic a little stacked up at the moment, but the best part right now, no accidents for you to deal with. Traffic brought to you by Landscapers Corner with Central Kentucky's largest selection of natural stone, offering premium products at affordable pricing. Call 859-225-9433. Brad Munson with Lexington's most dependable traffic reports, News Talk 590 WVLK.
7:21, 21 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, and coming up at 7:30, an update from the Information Center. What you got there for, Scott?
Jack, these stories making Lexington's morning news on News Talk 590 WVLK. Groundbreaking today for the memorial for those killed in the crash of Comair Flight 5191 4 years ago. And Ben Bernanke makes a speech today, some say maybe the most important one the Fed chairman has made so far. We'll have that story and others coming up at 7:30. News at the top and bottom of the hour. Breaking news instantly. Depend on Lexington's news, weather, and traffic leader, News Talk 590 WVLK.
And the 590 WVLK Bilmec 3-day forecast for Lexington and Central Kentucky. Brought to you by Frisch's Big Boy. Swing by Frisch's drive-thru for a bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwich. And spicy spuds on your way to work. Visit Frisch's.com for the carry-out menu and Frisch's locations. Frisch's Big Boy, what's your favorite thing? Well, here's what Bilmec has to say, and this forecast is my favorite thing. Sunny with a high temperature in the low 80s today. Tonight, clear, low in the mid-50s. Saturday, sunny, high in the mid to upper 80s. And on Sunday, mostly sunny and a high expected to be near 90. Checking the radar, we have no precipitation. It is a beautiful morning. We have fair skies and 57 degrees at your official weather station. News Talk 590 WVLK, and I'd say over and over again how much we appreciate the great sponsors that we have on this program. And Oak Factory is one of those sponsors. Denisa Cooper stopped by with the kids, Gene and Samantha, this morning. Denisa, good morning, and thank you very much for stopping by this morning. And thank you for your support on the program.
Well, it's a pleasure to come by to see you this early in the morning. You're looking pretty good.
Well, I'm kind of used to being up at this hour. Gene and Samantha have become real celebrities because of your television commercials. And so, Gene, good morning to you, sir. Get right up on there.
Bonjour.
Oh, I didn't know you spoke Spanish. Samantha, I can't believe how much you've grown. You've been doing these commercials since you were just a baby, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, and you guys really have a following. I know that because I've been around you guys when there were people asking for autographs and all kinds of stuff, right? It's true, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It really is, yeah. Thank you very much, Denisa, and our best to you and Mike and all the folks at Oak Factory.
Thank you, Jack.
You bet. Bye. 23 after the hour of 7, and, you know, it's really interesting when you think about how technology has changed our lives and the kind of things that we can do now with a phone that we used to have to be in front of a computer in order to do, downloading music and finding out the weather and well, just any of a number of things, directions to any given place. Now it's all at the touch of our fingers anywhere we are. And AT&T, of course, has the nation's fastest mobile broadband network. Plus, AT&T is introducing the BlackBerry Torch, which is the best of BlackBerry with a smart new design. It's great for everybody. Large 3.2-inch touchscreen with wide the slide-out keyboard and a 5-megapixel camera. I'll get Tony Seal back to explain to me what a 5-megapixel camera is here in a minute. Oh, you're shaking your head. You don't know either. You can listen to all your downloaded music with 4 gigabytes. Do you know gigabytes by chance? Oh, no, I don't know that either, nor do I, of internal memory. All I know is that it does work, and we urge you to visit an AT&T store today. Click on att.com or call 1-866-MOBILITY. AT&T, rethink possible. Certain restrictions and other charges apply. See store for details. Coverage not available in all areas. 7:25 is the time at News Talk 590 WVLK, and we are live from the Red Mile.
Hey, I'm Twitch.
And I'm Tammy.
And we're here to tell you all about Lexington Trailer and Twitch.
It's not Lexington Trailer and Twitch. Twitch is Lexington Trailer and Hitch, your place to go get fixed or hitched.
That's right. You guys get vehicles towing and keep trailers rolling. At Lexington Trailer and Hitch, we can get you ready regardless of the season. So if you're hauling, you ought to be calling Lexington Trailer and Hitch.
We carry all your trailer parts, locks, tires, and bearings. Oh, my.
Why don't you give the details, Mr. Big Voice Announcer?
Need fixed or hitched? Lexington Trailer and Hitch fixes all models of trailers, keeping your trailer safe for towing, stocking hundreds of parts and accessories for your trailer needs. Lexington Trailer and Hitch can get you hitched to fifth wheels, BMW gooseneck turnover balls, curb receiver hitches, and more. Lexington Trailer and Hitch has a wide selection of trailers from great manufacturers like R&R, Wells Cargo, and can custom build to fit your needs. Get fixed or get hitched at Lexington Trailer and Hitch, 252-4258, located at 1405 Versailles Road, Lexington.
That's why we pay you the big bucks. Lexington Trailer and Hitch, 1405 Versailles Road, behind the Seaworth Superstore. Call now, 252-4258.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If the break-happy punk in front of you doesn't tick you off this morning, well, maybe Sue Wiley will. Talking about the things you care about, Sue Wiley, this morning, 10 till noon, on News Talk 590 WVLK.
It is 7:26, 26 past 7. That's time to get the highest price for your scrap gold at the Castle. Discounters of diamonds and fine jewelry. And this is 590 WVLK Traffic Watch and Brad Munson.
From the Green Story of Lexington Traffic Center, things are looking good right now across the Bluegrass. We've got traffic getting a little bit more congested as you work your way into town along Harrodsburg Road. We'll begin to see a few more folks from Fort Harrods up through Arrowhead, Beaumont, New Circle Road, Corporate Drive, that area. You got a lot of folks, and even on in toward downtown, traffic's picking up at the moment. So just be careful. You give yourself the extra time to be in good shape. We've got no accidents, which is the best news. Brad Munson with Lexington's most dependable traffic reports, News Talk 590 WVLK.
And the 590 WVLK Vilmec three-day forecast for Lexington and Central Kentucky. Goes like this, sunny with a high in the low 80s, and then for tonight, clear with a low in the mid-50s. Saturday, sunny, high in the mid to upper 80s. Sunday, mostly sunny and a high near 90. Checking the radar right now, we have no precipitation and under fair skies. Beautiful, beautiful day. I'm telling you, it's gorgeous out here at the Red Mile. It's 57 at your official weather station, News Talk 590 WVLK. Another one of our great sponsors that we want to thank this morning, and we very much appreciate the Lancaster family over at Bluegrass Auto Body. I knew the Lancaster family as a great auto body people before I knew them as a sponsor, so I've been doing business with them a long time. Unfortunately, I come from a long line of bad drivers, and so I got to know the Lancasters very well a long time ago. They have actually a paint booth over there with my name on it. That's how often I have to go see them. But they're wonderful friends and a fabulous business in their 45th year of business here in Lexington. If you like doing business with local companies that treat you right and care about your business and know you by name, call you by name, and just treat you like their business, that your business is important to them, because it is, then you're going to like Bill and Wesley and the whole gang over at Bluegrass Auto Body. Just remember, when someone runs into you, you need to run into Bluegrass Auto Body. With two locations, downtown 1040 West High, 255-4040, the south location on Russia Way off West Reynolds Road, next to the Meyer Store, 219-8080, or you just go to the website, bgautobody.com. And we've got, I tell you what, Mayor, the mayor's here, and if you got 10 minutes, Mayor, 10 or 15 minutes, okay, I'm going to, rather than hurry you, I want to take plenty of time to talk to you. We're going to get an update from the Information Center coming up here in a moment, and then we'll go ahead and sit down. We'll talk for a second, and then I'll bring you back here. A real friend of mine who's become a friend, really, I didn't know our mayor, Jim Newberry, until after, when he was running for office. But now, for these last few years, we've become good friends, and he's come in once a month and done a radio program that sometimes you probably leave wishing that you hadn't.
Oh, never, never.
But I want to thank you for your candidness on the air. I always tell people off the air, what you see is what you get with Jim Newberry. You never come in there with any demands. I'm not going to talk about this. You say whatever the people want to talk about, that's what we're going to talk about, and I thank you for that.
Well, you're more than welcome. It's been great fun. We've had some interesting conversations
we
as
have.
A result of that philosophy, haven't we, Jack?
We certainly have. But,
it's a good opportunity for me to hear what's really important to a lot of people, and you do it in such a fashion that it works very, very well.
Well, we're glad you're here. I'll let you get a bite to eat, and then we'll get you back over here.
Great.
Before you
look
leave.
Forward to it.
And we have an update from the Information Center coming up straight ahead right here on News Talk 590 WVLK.
Listen to News Talk 590 WVLK live anywhere, anytime at WVLKAM.com. The news you expect. The balance you've asked for. News Talk 590 WVLK. Depend on it.
7:30 at News Talk 590 WVLK. Clear skies, 57 degrees. Good morning. I'm Scott Johnson. Here's what's happening. 4 years ago today, the crash of Comair Flight 5191, which killed all but one person on board.
Organizers will break ground here today at the Arboretum for a memorial that's been in the work for years. Now, back in June, a model of this memorial was unveiled, a 17-foot-tall stainless steel sculpture with 49 birds representing the 49 victims who died that day. Comair Flight 5191 crashed August 27, 2006, after taking off from the wrong runway at the Bluegrass Airport, killing everyone on board except the co-pilot. The memorial will be put here in the Remembrance Garden. Organizers say the whole project will cost somewhere in the neighborhood of $250,000. Governor Beshear plans to give a $100,000 check pledged by the state. The memorial committee plans to launch a fund drive for construction and maintenance of the sculpture. The groundbreaking will be here today at 10, and the mayor will speak as well as families of the victims of Flight 5191.
That's Courtney Fisher of LAX 18 News. 590 WVLK News Time, 731.
I'm LAX 18 Storm Tracker Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack. This could be one of the best days in Jack Patty's 35 years of radio. We'll talk about that with the three-day forecast coming up on News Talk 590 WVLK.
Things running fairly well right now around the city. A look at traffic is coming up. Depend on it.
I'm Brent Kearney. Coming up in sports, offensive coordinator Randy Sanders talks about choosing a starting quarterback. Details coming up on Sports Central 590 WVLK.
590 WVLK news continues at 7:31. A man taken to the hospital after an overnight shooting in Lexington. Victim says he was on Ohio Street about 12:30 when he was approached by three people. Says he took off running but was shot in the head. He ran to 4th Street where someone he knew called for help. Police have taken three people in for interviews but haven't made any arrests. That victim expected to be okay. Former President Jimmy Carter has won the release of an American jailed in North Korea. Carter and his wife Rosalind flew to the communist nation earlier this week on behalf of Ajalan Molly Gomez, who was serving an 8-year term of hard labor for illegally entering the country. In what some are saying will be the most important speech he's made so far, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke speaks at the annual Fed meeting today. His assessment of the economy comes amid growing impatience about the sluggish pace of recovery among investors, the jobless, beleaguered homeowners, and politicians alike.
Here is what Bernanke is facing when he gets up to speak in Jackson Hole. Stubbornly high unemployment, a barely breathing housing market, gloomy economists.
This is going to be a very painful recovery.
Pessimism on Wall Street, banks that are still failing, and critics on Capitol Hill who want the heads of the president's economic team on the chopping block.
I've had enough.
Against that background, Bernanke will need to choose his words carefully. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Indicators are pointing toward a higher opening on Wall Street. Dow futures are up 30 points. The NASDAQ ahead 8.5. S&P futures 3.25 higher. 590 WVLK News Time 7:33. Coming up in 1 minute, weather and traffic together. Depend on it.
Making sense of the news when it doesn't always make sense. Up to date, up to the minute, breaking news instantly, and at the top and bottom of every hour. Depend on Lexington's number one news talk station, 590 WVLK.
News Talk 590 WVLK with live local talk, weekdays noon till 3. Cruiser and crew talk to you about what matters to Lexington, weekdays noon till 3. Cruiser and crew, plus the news, weather, and traffic at the top and bottom of the hour. The only Lexington station with live news people on the street and in the studio. When it happens, you'll know it first. Depend on Lexington's news, weather, and traffic leader, News Talk 590 WVLK.
I love the internet. You know why? I'll tell you why. I like websites. I like email. I like the clicky sound the keyboard makes. Mmm, good sound. I like to log on, read the news, check the weather, shop, look at pictures, download maps, meet new people. I just wish I had more reasons to get on the internet.
I'll give you one. Men must register with Selective Service within 30 days of their 18th birthday. That qualifies you for student loans, government jobs, and training. You can register online at www.sss.gov, or you can register at the post office.
I'm going to register right now at www.sss.gov. Hey, why is it www, not ABC or XYZ or PDQ?
It's as though Mr. Jack Patty ordered this weather just special for his anniversary, and congratulations, Jack. We are looking at a terrific day today. Sunshine. Low humidity, high temperatures will top out today in the low 80s, which means we got to hustle from this morning because it's kind of chilly out there. Now for tonight, the sky will be clearer, back down to the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunny, mid to upper 80s on Saturday. Mostly sunny, near 90 on Sunday. I'm Elliot Exceeding Storm Tracker, Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack, with your three-day forecast on News Talk 590 WBLK.
Radar is clear, sky is sunny, 57 at your official weather station, News Talk 590 WBLK.
From the Greens Toyota of Lexington Traffic Center, just got a report of an unintentional crash at Maxwell and Rose. A couple of vehicles involved in that. That'll hold things up near the UK campus, so give yourself a little bit of extra time there. Again, that's at Maxwell and Rose. Traffic a little heavy in spots as you will work your way in along Nicholasville and Harrodsburg Road. Richmond Road will be a little bit busy for you this morning as well, especially as you get in past New Circle Road. They're around Fontaine and around the light at Lakeshore. You tend to see those begin to back up this time of the morning, so just be very careful as you work your way through there. Brad Munson with Lexington's most dependable traffic reports, News Talk 590 WVLK.
News at the top and bottom of the hour, breaking news instantly. Depend on Lexington's news, weather, and traffic leader, News Talk 590 WVLK.
7:36, 24 minutes away from 8 o'clock, and Lexington's morning news continues. We're live at the Red Mile Clubhouse. Just a perfect place to be this morning. We've got the horses out running around. The weather's absolutely perfect. A little nip in the air. We're celebrating my 35th anniversary with the station and inviting you to do that as well. If you'll stop by, you can stop by and just say hello, or we've got a great buffet that's set up here for you, and we would love for you to stop by. We'll be here until 9 o'clock. Mayor's here. Governor's coming here in just a little bit. We've already had some, a lot of folks that have stopped by to say howdy, and we appreciate it. It is 7:37 on News Talk 590 WVLK, and another one of my sponsors that I want to thank, and this is really one of my newer sponsors, even though this is a company that's been in business since 1966, and it's Greens Toyota, and I got to drive here this morning in a beautiful new Camry. The folks at Greens wanted me to experience this car firsthand, and the thing that this is a gorgeous vehicle. I couldn't more heartily recommend it. I've been a Toyota fan and owner for a long time. I've had lots of Toyotas over the years. This new Camry, though, is something extra special. It's got a four-cylinder engine, and you would not believe it when you drive this thing. Very, very responsive. It's got a six speed automatic transmission. You can't even feel the thing switch gears. All the luxuries that you could possibly want, and good on gas. And this is Greens Toyota. I mean, we're talking about a company, the only Toyota dealer in Lexington, nine-time President's Award winner. And in the latest results of a national survey, they are in the top 50 dealerships in the entire country. Now, when you consider there are 1,234 dealerships that sell Toyota in the United States, being in the top 50 is quite a remarkable achievement, and that's according to Toyota's Customer Services Advisory Board. And of the four-state region, Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee, they were the only one who received this distinctive award for 2010. They're also undergoing some major renovation. It's going to really be nice when they get finished, and they're actually almost there. So stop by and see them. I know you're going to like the way you're treated at Greens Toyota. They're located here in Lexington on New Circle Road at Industry Road, and they invite you to stop by. Greens, founded in 1966, and in 2010, in the top 50 in the country. It's 7:39 on News Talk 590 WVLK, live from the Red Mile.
Hey, I'm Twitch.
And I'm Tammy.
And we're here to tell you all about Lexington Trailer and Twitch.
It's not Lexington Trailer and Twitch. Twitch is Lexington Trailer and Hitch, your place to go get fixed or hitched.
That's right. You guys get vehicles towing and keep trailers rolling. At Lexington Trailer and Hitch, we can get you ready regardless of the season. So if you're hauling, you ought to be calling Lexington Trailer and Hitch.
We carry all your trailer parts, locks, tires, and bearings. Oh, my.
Why don't you give the details, Mr. Big Voice Announcer?
Need fixed or hitched? Lexington Trailer and Hitch fixes all models of trailers, keeping your trailer safe for towing, stocking hundreds of parts and accessories for your trailer needs. Lexington Trailer and Hitch can get you hitched to fifth wheels, B&W gooseneck turnover balls, curb receiver hitches, and more. Lexington Trailer and Hitch has a wide selection of trailers from great manufacturers like R&R, Wells Cargo, and can custom build to fit your needs. Get fixed or get hitched at Lexington Trailer and Hitch, 252-4258, located at 1405 Versailles Road, Lexington.
That's why we pay you the big bucks. Lexington Trailer and Hitch, 1405 Versailles Road, behind the Seaward Superstore. Call now, 252-4258.
There's one man on this earth who really, truly gets it.
I want a man on the Republican side. There are no women, although RuPaul's a close call. I want a man who, when he's sitting in the Oval Office, is a principled conservative, so when the myriad of issues hit his desk, his views reflect ours. He puts America first, American national security first, in all three conservative categories, social, economic, and foreign policy. Is that asking too much?
Mark Levin is on the radio.
Weeknights at 11 on News Talk 590 WVLK.
Listen to News Talk 590 WVLK live anywhere, anytime at WVLKAM.com.
7:40, 20 minutes away from 8 o'clock, News Talk 590 WVLK, and we've got former Governor Ernie Fletcher on the line with us, I'm told. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Jack, and congratulations for 35 years.
Well, that's very nice of you to call, and I appreciate that very much. How are you and Glenna doing?
We're doing well, thank you. Actually, you know, 35 years, we just attended our 40th year high school reunion from Lafayette.
I went to mine this year, too. Can you imagine that we're that old, Ernie?
No. You know, I walked in, I looked at this guy, and I said, God, boy, these guys are looking old. Glenna said, honey, that's a mirror.
Well, Ernie, it's very nice of you to call. I appreciate your friendship over the years, and thank you. I'm sorry that you can't be out here in person, but we sure do appreciate you giving us a call this morning.
Well, thank you. Wish you well, Jack. You've had tremendous impact on the community and appreciate all the years of service to all of us. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Governor Ernie Fletcher. It is 7:41, and that's time to get the highest price for your scrap gold at the Castle, Discounters of Diamonds and Fine Jewelry, and the Bilmec 3-Day Forecast. Sunny with a high in the low 80s today. Clear tonight, mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the mid to upper 80s, and on Sunday, mostly sunny and a high near 90. Nothing on the radar. It's beautiful sunny skies and 57 at your official weather station. News Talk 590 WVLK and sports brought to you by Rainer Door Authority. If you need a garage door, Rainer's 30% off for August, Rainer Door Authority.
Now, last night's scores and the latest on the Wildcats. Sports at 10 and 40 past the hour. On Sports Central 590 WVLK.
It's always a big time when the clock strikes 12 on December 31st, but this year when it hits 12 the first time at noon, True Blue fans will have another reason to celebrate. It'll be time to play Louisville. The Cats' schedule for next year is out, and the big one is on New Year's Eve, UK versus Louisville at the Cardinals' new arena, December 31st. The Cats' first SEC game is at Georgia. Senior Day is March 1st at home against Florida. Well, the decision to name Mike Hartline the starting quarterback wasn't just hard on the guys competing for the job. It was tough on the coaches, too, especially Randy Sanders, the guy who works the closest with those quarterbacks. He believes Hartline is the guy, but choosing him meant letting down two other players he also likes a lot.
It was not an easy decision, especially from a personal standpoint, because, you know, I love all three of those guys. And you guys have probably heard me say it before, and I told them, you know, choosing between them is kind of like choosing between my daughters. You know, you're happy for one of them, but you're sad for the other ones. And, you know, while you're sad for them, you also expect them to respond the right way and handle it like men and be team-oriented, and I think they've done.
The Legends lose again last night at Kannapolis. And remember, don't miss your chance to call in and talk sports tonight with Larry Glover. That's from 6 until 8 right here on Sports Central 590 WVLK.
7:43, 17 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Weatherman says sunny with a high temperature in the low 80s. Right now it is beautiful, fair, and 57
at your official weather station, News Talk 590 WVLK. Midway College's accelerated degree programs are offered evenings, weekends, and online. You can realize your goal of becoming an educator or return to the classroom to seek your next degree. Midway is enrolling now for the teacher education program. Our program has an excellent reputation for developing leaders in the classroom and provides itself, well, actually it prides itself on a 100% record. And what I mean by that is 100% of Midway College teacher education students receive their provisional licensure after graduation. Start today to make a difference in the lives of the students tomorrow. Earn your degree in elementary education, middle school, secondary education, or learning and behavior disorders. On campus or online, they make it convenient for you at Midway. Call 1-800-NEW-CAREER to learn more about how Midway College can work for you. Again, that is 1-800-NEW-CAREER. 744, 16 minutes away from 8 on News Talk 590, WBLK. And Lexington Mayor Jim Newberry is with us. We had an opportunity to meet with him for just a couple of minutes, but I didn't want to rush him along here because, Jim, you've been a really fine mayor for Lexington, and I appreciate the job that you've done. Are we ready for the World Equestrian Games?
We are on the brink of being ready. I think by Labor Day or very soon thereafter, we'll be ready to roll downtown. And then we've got a little wrap-up work to do on the Legacy Trail. That'll probably take us first 10 or 12 days of
September. That's going to be so nice.
I can't begin to tell folks how exciting the Legacy Trail is going to be. We're going to open it on September 12th in the afternoon. That's a Sunday afternoon. And I hope lots of folks will mark their calendars now and come out and join us. It will be going on throughout the afternoon, and it's going to be about a nine-mile stretch from the Northside YMCA all the way out to the horse park that will be opening up, and it will be great fun.
I think it's going to be a wonderful thing for families in our community. I know that's been a big goal of yours. You started out when you were running for mayor with a real emphasis on parks and spent a lot of time there. That's a big thing for you, isn't it?
It is. I've got a couple of sons, 9 and 10 now. Back then, 4 years ago, they were a little younger. But I fully appreciated how desirable it was to have a nice place to let the kids go and get some exercise. And certainly having an off-road trail like this, a 10-mile off-road trail where they can get out even on a tricycle and ride, it'll be a great place for families to go.
Well, you've led in a time that's been very difficult all over the country. I know you didn't sign up for that, but guess what?
Yeah,
you got it, didn't you?
You play the card you're dealt. What we've experienced at Urban County Government, though, is no different than what most Lexington families are experiencing, and so we've tried to adopt the same philosophy. We've just tried to pull our belt up a notch or two and make do until times get better, and they will. They will.
What'd you bring with you?
I've got a little business to tend to
today.
Okay. One of the nice things about being mayor is you have the opportunity to do a few things that you really enjoy having the chance to do, like issuing some proclamations. Ooh. From time to time.
Wow.
So I've got a little one here I want to read to you. Whereas Jack Patty has greeted thousands of Lexington radio visitors since he went on the air in 1975, and whereas Jack's morning news show has been a fixture on morning drive time on WVLK since 1983, and whereas while at WVLK, Jack has entertained and enlightened listeners and supported many local businesses and events, and whereas over the years, Jack has interviewed Kentucky and Lexington leaders, including senators, congressmen, governors, legislators, mayors, and council members, and whereas Jack gets involved in many community service projects, including an annual appearance at Santa Claus during Lexington's annual Christmas parade, and whereas Jack Patty celebrates his 35th year in radio on Friday, August 27th, 2010. Now, therefore, I, Jim Newberry, Mayor of the Lexington Fayette Urban County Government, do hereby proclaim Friday, August 27th, 2010, as Jack Patty Day.
How about that?
Well, so this is yours, Jack.
Thank
Congratulations.
You so much, Mr. Mayor. I appreciate that. What an honor. Thank you very much. Photo op time.
Yeah.
Mayor, thank you. I appreciate it very
much. You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
It's great to be here with you, and I've enjoyed our opportunities to visit once a month.
As have I. Thank you. 7:48 is the time as Lexington's morning news continues here on News Talk 590 WVLK. And I want to tell you a bit about Bluegrass RV, and then we'll get an update from Brad and Scott. Bluegrass RV Supercenter anniversary sale going on right now. It's the biggest sale that they have all year long. And we want to invite you to stop by. It's easy to find, 1675 North Broadway. If you're coming off the interstate, just take exit 113 toward town. It's about a mile on your right. They've got everything on the lot on sale. If you've been waiting, this is a smart thing for you, because if you think you're going to get a better deal at this time of year, guess what? You're right. This is the biggest sale of the year. Everything is on sale. RVs, tent campers, fifth wheels, travel trailers, you name it, they've got it. And the big brand names, Puma, the new 18 DB is on sale for $10,495. You're going to find 2010, this is the 27FQ. It's a bunkhouse with a rear garage in it, $12,900, and lots of used RVs, tent campers, travel trailers, fifth wheels. Bluegrass RV, the place to be. And when you're there, be sure and register to win two UK football tickets. There is no purchase necessary. That's Bluegrass RV, formerly Hall's Campers, 1675 North Broadway, where they're making number one habit. 749, 590 WVLK Traffic Watch, and Brad Munson.
Thanks, Jack, from the Greens Toyota of Lexington Traffic Center. Got a non-injury crash in Maxwell and Rose. Police are going to be dealing with that near the UK campus. Also, inbound Richmond at News Circle got a report of a non-injury crash, too, that could hold Jeff just a little bit. It's still steady along Nicholasville and Harrodsburg roads in the south side. Newtown Pike a little busy. Watch the exit ramps there from 75 north and southbound to Newtown around the 115. Those tend to stack up this time of the morning. Just be careful as you work your way into the city. Brad Munson with Lexington's most dependable traffic reports. News Talk 590 WVLK.
7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock, top of the hour, an update from ABC and the Information Center. What you got, Scott?
Jack, these stories making Lexington's morning news on News Talk 590 WVLK. Groundbreaking this morning for the memorial to the victims of the crash of Comair Flight 5191. Lexington police investigating a home invasion overnight.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News. It's been 5 years since Hurricane Katrina. We'll tell you more about recovery operations. Also, we'll tell you what the man who was at the center of the storm, former FEMA head Mike Brown, is saying about it today, coming up.
That and more at 8. News at the top and bottom of the hour. Breaking news instantly. Depend on Lexington's news, weather, and traffic leader, News Talk 590 WVLK.
And the 590 WVLK Vilmec 3-day forecast. Sunny, high temperature in the low 80s today. Tonight clear, low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, sunny with a high in the mid to upper 80s. And the forecast for Sunday, mostly sunny and a high near 90. Right now, there is nothing. I mean, tell you, it's clear and beautiful, and the sun's up, and the courses are running, and the track is gorgeous here at the Red Mile, and we have 57 degrees at your official weather station, News Talk 590 WVLK. And Matt Falcone Jones is now with Bayou Bluegrass Catering, the folks who do the great food here at the Red Mile. And Matt, you know that I am a fan of you and your fine company here. This is wonderful.
Well, we appreciate it. We're excited to have you here, and congratulations. It is a great morning out at the track. And
oh, everything looks so beautiful. We love your food. You know, my family and I enjoyed Thanksgiving with you guys last year. And we just, you know, sometimes I think this is a really well-kept secret that shouldn't be.
Well, we'd like to change that a bit. Yes, we hear that a lot. We are very fortunate. Our business is really good. But certainly we would like people to know more about it and know that we are open for big holidays and race nights.
And there's a race going on. There are races going on now, right?
Correct. Yeah, every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday, 6:30 post time.
And you're open during those during that time?
We're open on designated nights. Some nights we are open, some nights we aren't.
Well, is there a web page, a website that folks can go to find out?
Yeah, absolutely. We have it posted at theredmile.com or www.theredmile.com.
Or call 233-0814. Great. Thank you very much.
And thank you
for the great food we've got going this morning.
Congrats.
Thank you very much. 7:52 is the time at News Talk 590 WVLK, and we are live from the Red Mile Clubhouse.
With excitement building in downtown Lexington, on the eve of the World Equestrian Games, the band that is Americana Music will start the party. Live Thursday, September 23rd at the Lexington Opera House, Alltech presents Little Feet. If you feel
Tickets are on sale now and available at the Lexington Center box office, online at Ticketmaster.com, or by calling 233-3535. Tickets are only $35 to $43, and all proceeds from ticket sales are designated toward operational funds at the Music Institute. The Music Institute provides lessons for all ages, all levels, and all instruments. Be a part of an electric evening as Lexington begins to fill with guests from more than 60 nations for the formal opening of the Alltech FEI World Equestrian Games, Thursday, September 23rd at the Lexington Opera House. Don't miss Little Feet. Tickets available now at the Lexington Center box office, online at Ticketmaster.com, or by calling 233-3535.
Jen, last week I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
You just need some new earrings and you'll feel a lot better.
When a friend tells you they've been diagnosed with a mental illness, it can be a little awkward. But what's even more awkward is, if you're not there for her, she'll be less likely to recover.
Jen, last week I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
Girl, I'm here for you.
Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. To learn more, go to whatadifference.org. This message is brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Sue Wiley, weekday mornings 10 till noon on News Talk 590 WVLK. Sue has her finger on the pulse of what's important to you.
I'm only 23 years old. I'm not a mother yet, but it wasn't too long ago before I was in middle school, and I just wanted to say that while I wasn't sexually active then, if I had been, I wasn't wise enough to have safe sex.
Sue Wiley, weekday mornings 10 till noon, plus the news, weather, and traffic together at the top and bottom of every hour on News Talk 590 WVLK.
When it matters most, turn to News Talk 590 WVLK for continuous severe weather information. Depend on us to take care of you when it matters. Your official weather station, News Talk 590 WVLK.
7:55, 5 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Time now for 590 WVLK Traffic Watch. And here's Brad Munson.
From the Greens Toyota Lexington Traffic Center, we still have a couple little fender benders, one inbound Richmond Road there at New Circle. Police are trying to get that one out of the way, so be careful there. Also have one around Maxwell and Rose close to the UK campus. It is going to be a little bit congested there on South Lime near campus, so give yourself some extra time as you work your way through there. Of course, classes back in session at UK, the fall semester underway now, so you're going to have that extra company around the UK campus. Otherwise, things are running reasonably well, but just have those two fender benders inbound Richmond at New Circle and Maxwell at Rose. Brad Munson with Traffic News Talk 590 WVLK.
7:57, 3 minutes away from 8 o'clock, and the guy that gets the award for coming the furthest distance to be with us this morning is my good friend Noel Thomas, who was our news director at WVLK for a number of years back in the late 70s through the mid-80s. And Noel, thank you. I'm honored that you came all the way from Chicago to be here this morning.
No, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. I read the Herald Leader every day online, and last Sunday I saw the article about the 35th anniversary. And I said, I got to be there.
Well, I can't tell you how much it's meant to me.
Oh, it's great.
We had a good time, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. No, we had a wonderful time.
The parts I remember.
Oh, yeah.
There's some of it that's
there's a lot
fuzzy about it.
Yeah.
I was actually a roommate of Noel's there for about 6 months, and you truly are, you know, you talk about friends, and when you really examine who really are your true friends, a guy that will come from Chicago to help you celebrate your 35th anniversary, and it means, like I say, it means a whole lot to me.
Well, no, I appreciate it, and, you know, I just hope Lexington really appreciates the kind of person you are, and you're just one of the greatest guys I've ever known in my life, and that'll cost you like $25.
Okay, well, I'll pay you back at lunchtime today. Noel, thank you very much.
Yeah, my pleasure, Jack.
Noel Thomas, boy, I tell you, what a great broadcaster. We're going to get an update from the Information Center and ABC coming up at the top of the hour. Bill Lancaster from Bluegrass Auto Body is in the house, ladies and gentlemen, so now the party can begin. We're going to get an update from ABC and the Information Center coming up at the top of the hour, and then we'll be back. We are live from the Red Mile, Jack Patty on News Talk 590 WVLK, and we'll be back very shortly. Come join us.
I'm Jack Patty, News Talk 590 WVLK, reminding you we have great Jack Patty half-price deals on our website at WVLKAM.com. Each week, you can go see a variety of businesses ranging from golf courses to restaurants offering gift certificates for 50% off. There are lots of great half-price deals on sale now at WVLKAM.com. Remember, go to WVLKAM.com for the half-price deal from News Talk 590 WVLK.
Hey, I'm Twitch.
And I'm Tammy.
And we're here to tell you all about Lexington Trailer and Twitch.
It's not Lexington Trailer and Twitch, Twitch. It's Lexington Trailer and Hitch, your place to go get fixed or hitched.
That's right. You guys get vehicles towing and keep trailers rolling. At Lexington Trailer and Hitch, we can get you ready regardless of the season. So if you're hauling, you ought to be calling Lexington Trailer and Hitch.
We carry all your trailer parts, locks, tires, and bearings. Oh, my.
Why don't you get into details, Mr. Big Voice Announcer?
Need fixed or hitched? Lexington Trailer and Hitch fixes all models of trailers, keeping your trailer safe for towing, stocking hundreds of parts and accessories for your trailer needs. Lexington Trailer and Hitch can get you hitched to fifth wheels, B&W gooseneck turnover balls, curb receiver hitches, and more. Lexington Trailer and Hitch has a wide selection of trailers from great manufacturers like R&R, Wells Cargo, and can custom build to fit your needs. Get fixed or get hitched at Lexington Trailer and Hitch, 252-4258, located at 1405 Versailles Road, Lexington.
That's why we pay you the big bucks. Lexington Trailer and Hitch, 1405 Versailles Road, behind the Seaworth Superstore. Call now, 252-4258.
Dave Ramsey tells you how to get out of debt. Weeknights 8 till 11 with the news and weather at the top and bottom of every hour on News Talk 590 WVLK.
National and world news powered by ABC News. And the best local news that matters to you. Powered by Lexington's only radio news team at the top and bottom of the hour. Depend on Lexington's news, weather, and traffic leader. News Talk 590 WVLK.
News Talk 590.
Lexington's news, weather, and traffic leader. Depend on it.
WVLK. Lexington.
A Cumulus station. It's 8 o'clock.